I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, as usual, tonight's program will be jam-packed with information, so you'll probably need a paper and pencil and pen handy to make some notes so you can follow up on some information after the program. And we're going to be talking about two very important topics this evening. One's going to be about a yogic tradition to prevent cancer, and the second area will be to do with consciousness and reality creation. And also we'll be getting into the soul trap. And so I think these are very important issues. And before we get into those, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga, J-A-P-A. And that's mantra repetition. That'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om,
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari
Hari Hari Om,
Hari Om,
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Hari. Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers. And that was a clip from back in the 1970s. You could also hear that at your leisure by listening to the archives of this program. One easy way to find that is to go to my website at etyoga.com. And on the main page, there's a button there called Radio Archives. You just hit that one button, and it'll take you to the most recent programs, and it'll even go back about 10 years or so. But the main thing here is that there's no strings attached. I'm not going to be bothering you by following up on your email or trying to sell you things. It's definitely a free service, and it will allow you to listen to the program at your leisure, and you could do the Hari Om mantra meditation. And as well, at the end of the program is also the Who Am I technique. So there's a couple of techniques there that you can listen to at your leisure. And they don't take very long. And I know for some people who are really busy and are trying to make the maximum use of their time, some people have emailed me and have thanked me for sharing those because they do use them. And also years ago, my friend John from Rhode Island, he used to be from Boston, he used to be the first one that used to call in and say that he used to listen to all the archives of ET Yoga several times per week and take notes and follow up on all the little clues and hints that are given, as well as specific websites and areas to research. So that's the most optimal way to benefit from listening to this program. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you're probably going to hear some shocking news on tonight's program about ETs and about health and about the soul trap. And for the listeners that have been tuning in to ET Yoga for a decade or so, it'll just kind of seem like old hat, but maybe with some new wrinkles. And I'd like to, at this time, actually thank the ET Yoga listening audience for being out there and just for being you. And as Bashar, who is from the Sasani civilization, or now called the Shekinah because they moved up a dimension, he used to say that you're already making the optimum difference just by being you, and other people become aware of the difference you're making when you're doing your passion. I'd also like to take this opportunity to invite listeners to email me with respect to program content, and I especially like to hear about your successes with ideas, concepts, and techniques that you hear on this program. And you can email me at paperfungo, paperfungo, at yahoo.ca, or at green, green, at etyoga.com. And, you know, I call ET Yoga the yoga of belief. And at the basis of ET Yoga is certainly the idea of self-realization. So that's the basic concept. And what I try to do on this program is share information that may help you on your spiritual journey. And at some point in time, the more you become self-empowered, the more you know about how the universe works, the more you know how your health works as well. And so these two areas kind of run into each other. And so a lot of time on ET Yoga, I will spend trying to share with you health tips, and tonight will be no exception, although we'll be talking about lots of varying topics aside from just health tips. Now, one of the things that or quotes this week that I really liked was one from Baba Ram Dass. And if you're not familiar with Baba Ram Dass, he used to be his name was Richard Alpert, and he used to be a professor at Harvard University. And he went to India and got his mind blown over there, and came back and started teaching the real truth, and subsequently got fired from Harvard. He's still in spiritual pursuits. And he is the author of the book Be Here Now, Now Be Here, which to me is one of the classic books of all time, right up there with Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. And Baba Ram Dass's quote is that worrying is like praying for something you don't want, so don't worry. I really like that. And another interesting quote for the week is to do with the whole idea of belief, that if you're ready to receive, you believe it. And if not, you won't receive it. Simple as that. And so one of the reasons I call ET Yoga the Yoga of Belief is because everything to me boils down to belief. And modern science has kind of caught up with this over the years and is now confirming this. The latest theories out there, not, of course, by everyone, but certainly Greg Braden, one of the top guys that I follow, talks about the holographic universe. And, of course, there was a book out years ago called The Holographic Universe. And he further elaborates on it, that it's much like a virtual reality computer program. And like any program, it has a language of interpretation. And the language of interpretation of the universe, or this holographic universe, is belief. In other words, what you believe is. And this is exemplified in the placebo effect. And why does the placebo effect work? Because you believe it. That's it. And there's been just some amazing, amazing experiments that have been done around a placebo to the extent where I think the military did one where there were 10 people who were scheduled for knee operations, and they basically faked 5 of them, and all of them were successful operations. So just to show you the power of the placebo and what you think or what you believe. And certainly, sometimes, apparently, actually, Dr. Bruce Lipton came up with one recently about a drug that's out there on the market that actually is a placebo, but so many people believe in it that it actually works. And I'd like to concur with that conclusion that, again, it's what you believe is. And in talking about some amazing information that's coming from Sadhguru, that's Sadhguru, Sadhguru, he's talking about a technique that he talks about is a yoga tradition. And interestingly enough, and for your new listeners, my yoga background goes back to the Baba Ram Dass days, also with Paramahansa Yogananda and Self-Realization Fellowship. I was involved with the International Meditation Society with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. I considered my spiritual teacher to be Swami Satchidananda, who is the founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes. And on a spiritual level, plane, Sri Ramana Maharshi, I also consider my main teachers. And through all of that, I've never heard of this yoga tradition, but the yoga tradition is to put 8 hours of distance between your meals. And according to Sadhguru, this will minimize any ailments in the body about 50%. And if you're involved with spiritual activities like meditation, it could be as high as 90% just from this one simple technique, spacing out your meals 8 hours apart. So, for example, if you ate a 8 o'clock breakfast, you could eat a 4 o'clock dinner and don't eat again till 8 in the morning. A pretty simple thing, but I don't know too many people that do that. Now, the real kicker here is that he also claims that it's a yoga tradition to prevent cancer because, according to him, the cancer cells eat about 27 or 28 times as much food as normal cells. And this 8-hour gap between meals causes the cancer cells to die off because they don't have any food to eat. A very interesting and potentially very important concept, especially when you consider that in today's latest statistics, 1 in 2 in America will be dealing with a cancer issue. And also in the field of health, I would highly, highly, highly recommend that you check out a video called The Biology of Belief, because it relates specifically to health issues. And this is from Dr. Bruce Lipton, L-I-P-T-O-N. It's on YouTube. It's about 2 hours long. But trust me on this one, it's worth the two-hour listen. And he basically goes to explain that, you know, it's not that your doctor is ill-intentioned or anything, but the medical profession is just not being taught the right information from the higher levels. And they basically are stuck in Newtonian physics. And the real truth is that the field is the sole governing agency of the particle, so invisible fields shape matter. And that modern science does not include the field in its process. Therefore, the mainstream medical cannot understand disease. What you are believing and thinking determines your body. The mind controls the cells and the genes. Protein movement, which creates life, is determined by the mind. And even proteins respond to good and bad vibes. And this is some of the highlights of this particular YouTube called The Biology of Belief. And further to that, because we've been sort of told over the years that, you know, if there's a particular issue in your family, whether it's heart disease or cancer or whatever, that there's you're predisposed to that problem and likely will have to deal with it. Well, the truth of it is that belief is overpowers that. And that has also been proven in his video when he breaks down all the biological processes that take place and that perception controls behavior and the mind has the switch. And it's kind of like this whole study now of epigenetics is control above the genes. So this is a very fascinating area of research, and I'm so thrilled to see it, and for two reasons. Because number one, years ago when I first started doing ET Yoga, I put a free download on my website, and it's still there. It's called The Root Cause of Disease. And you can go to etyoga.com, and you can click on The Root Cause of Disease, and you're going to see that I came to this conclusion about 10 years ago. So I didn't need Greg Braden or Bruce Lipton or Joe Dispenza to tell me that this was so. And I didn't know all the specifics of the biology, but I knew the bottom line. And clearly, this concept of thought creates spills over to your health, and it's all about belief. And of course, your belief doesn't cost anything, so it's not a particular interest to the medical people or the big pharma. And by the way, I'm also involved with Qigong. And you can go on the internet and you can check out the world's first medicineless hospital in Beijing, China. And what you'll find there is that this Qigong center has now been closed down by the Chinese government. The two top doctors there, Dr. Pang and Dr. Ming Tonggu, have come to America. And what that Qigong center did was, over a 10-year period, dealt with 250,000 people with every kind of ailment known, and had about an 85% success rate. Utilizing only Qigong healing sounds and Qigong movements, they used no operations and no pharmaceutical drugs. So the cat's out of the bag on what's possible and been proven. Now, if I was going to pass on to you, like, interesting positive knowledge about health, it would start with the Pleiadian, as channeled through Barbara Marciniak, who state that the belief in a vital, healthy existence is one of the most important beliefs to embrace. And as is true with all beliefs, the bottom line is that you must believe it. A key to vital health is the ability to sustain love for yourself and excitement for life. So, dear friends, there's no need to embrace any fearful labels of disease. Remember that forgiveness is a self-healing act that releases you from the lower vibrations of anger and judgment. Forgiveness permits you to move forward in the game so you can get on with the adventure of living a joyful life. You're capable of accomplishing greatness when you believe in yourself. Remind yourself that you're a co-creator of the multiverse, that life is about change, and that everything can be healed if you're willing to do the work. You need to accept responsibility for the ability to create excellent health, and as many are discovering, cure is not the overall intent of modern medicine, because treatment involving the use of expensive poisons and medication is far more lucrative than discovering the cause and purpose of the physical and or mental imbalances. And I think this is also an appropriate time for me to mention that no matter what topic I may discuss on this program, even though they may be shocking in a way, and some of the information coming up probably will be shocking, but the bottom line is I don't view any of it as negative. And one of the reasons for that is if you listen to this program long enough, you'll know that I believe in the power of positive spin. And that's an extraterrestrial concept that was brought forward, as far as I know, by Bashar, that basically surrounds the idea that there are no built-in meanings to external circumstances. So circumstances don't come with built-in meanings. We all have a different take on what's going on. And it's our definition and the emotional spin we put on the outer circumstance that creates the experience we get from it. And that's my fundamental belief. And the formula is positive definition and positive emotional spin. You'll have a positive experience from that circumstance. And a negative definition and a negative emotional spin, you'll have a negative experience. So if you do hear something that's a little bit shocking on this program, it's not because I view it as a negative, because any situation you can place positive spin on and thus attract the holograms that are associated with that particular belief and definition. Because in this 3D universe, you can't experience what you're not a frequency match for. That's how this universe works. And another great idea, I think, is the one put forward by Bashar, which is the foundations of excellent health, which are primarily pure water, one that does not contain the fluorides, because they calcify your pineal, for one thing, probably your heart as well. Number two is oxygenation, like being out in nature or maybe doing yoga pranayams, breathing exercises, which super oxygenate the blood. Three, working on eliminating stress in your life. Four, getting exercise. Five, working towards a vegan diet through vegetarianism. And six, doing detox programs. And detox programs, like currently I'm in the middle of doing two of them, a liver and a kidney and gallbladder detox, as provided by Dr. Schultz from the American Botanical Pharmacy in California. And he has these five-day programs, which in the middle are a three-day juicing, and as well as the teas and the herbs and the formulas that you take for the detox. And I find them to be really excellent, and actually they've been recommended by Bashar, who's an extraterrestrial. So a good place to get some good information. Now, along with those basics of good health, Bashar has stated that if you also get the proper nutrition, like you can also get from the superfood that he also sells, and by the way, I don't get any commission or kickback from plugging his products. And I would also add in there get plenty of sunlight, because sunlight's the trigger to the immune system, and most people in North America are deficient in vitamin D, which you get from the sun. Might also add some information from Enoch Tan, that the secret of health is consciousness of health. Disease is lack of ease psychologically and physically. Conflicting thoughts and feelings in your consciousness is what causes the state of distress. When you notice yourself becoming sick, watch for conflicting thoughts that have arisen within your consciousness and resolve them. Either push them all one way or the other, or find a way to hold them in a harmonious way. External remedies only cure symptoms, but dealing with consciousness cures it at the root. I might also add that some information from a site called HealthWise, that's HELTHWYZE, that the Amish diet consists of eating organic, fresh, locally grown produce, and of course they do not follow the established vaccination routines. To the dismay of mainstream media and the medical establishment, this has resulted in a healthier people, who are void of all of our chronic diseases, heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, and virtually non-existent in Amish villages. Equally non-existent are our modern chemically engineered medicines, enhanced chemically engineered foods, GMO, genetically engineered food, and of course, vaccines. And as I understand it, among like 60,000 Amish, there's like three cases of autism. So I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to figure there's a connection between vaccines and autism. That's my opinion. And according to Bashar, any specific diseases or ailments which may afflict you at any time will usually have a mental origin. In other words, the majority of diseases, including cancer, is the physical manifestation of various mental imbalances that have not been addressed. There is usually a process of crystallization of energy patterns that form the physical body, so any issues at an energetic level that are affected by thought will eventually translate to the physical. And it's been my opinion for the last decade or so that all disease is a result of dysfunctional emotion. That's also been concurred by the Pleiadians through Barbara Marciniak. Also, in my opinion, diseases occur in your auric field first, and then they manifest in the physical body. And by the way, your mind is in your auric field, not in your brain, as we've been taught. And I personally know people that have about 95% of their brain has been destroyed, but they still function. And so I think that's living proof of that. I might also add that there are 19 European countries that have banned GMO foods. And Irina Ermakara, she is the vice president of Russia's National Association for Genetic Safety, said last year, when Russia was mulling over the decision to ban GMOs, and I quote, "It's necessary to ban GMOs to impose a moratorium on it for 10 years. While GMOs will be prohibited, we can plan experiments, tests, or maybe even new methods that could be developed. It has been proven that not only in Russia, but also in many other countries in the world, GMOs are dangerous. Methods of detaining the GMOs are not perfect. Therefore, all GMOs are dangerous. Can symptoms and the use of GMOs obtained in such a way cause tumors, cancers, and obesity among animals, and biotechnologies certainly should be developed, but GMOs should be stopped. And as it turns out, 60% of all processed foods in U.S. supermarket shelves contain ingredients from engineered soybean, corn, or canola, and which are 90% GMO'd. And in my opinion, it's one of the hugest contributors to poor health in this country. Like, for example, the Russians have totally banned GMO foods. And America now is the worst health in the world. We're worse than third world countries in terms of, that's according to other scientists, not my opinion. Dr. John Bergman being one who stated that the U.S. right now is number one, worst cancer rate, worst heart disease, worst diabetes. You go down the list, and even our longevity is going in the toilet. It's not even as high as Cuba now and dropping like a rock in water. So my opinion there is that a large contributor to this, in my opinion, is because most people have weak immune systems. If you have a strong immune system, the chemtrails are not really a factor, but people with weak immune systems, they're affected by the chemtrails, they're affected by vaccines, which contain nanoparticles, according to the Pleiadians. And as well, also are linked to the autism condition for young children. In California, where I understand it's mandatory for school kids to have their vaccines, that's like mandated autism, in my opinion. And the whole area of fluoridated water, this is a total disgrace. It's all it is toxic poison that calcifies your pineal gland and your heart. And we're talking about grocery stores that are full of so many pesticides that's another reason for our systems to be compromised, because toxins accumulate in our bodies to the point where they paralyze the immune system. And there seems to be just an overall attack on the immune system generally. And certainly it's showing up in statistics that Joanne Bergman points out, that 75% of 18 to 24-year-olds cannot pass an Army physical because of health issues, and that 54% of young people have a chronic disease that will never be cured. And to my way of thinking, that's just totally unacceptable. I'd like to briefly mention three advanced techniques that I think, aside from the basics that Bashar puts out, that I think are can be really important. One is called Egyptian healing rods, and I've been using them for over a decade, and I've seen the Kirlian photography of what happens when you touch these rods. It's like being in a pyramid for 15 minutes. You just hold them in your hands for 15 minutes. And these were actually only used by the pharaohs and the inner circle in Egypt. So, you know, there's a clue for you. How important they can be. They're related to longevity. They're also related to excellent health. Anything inside of a pyramid has been shown to, the pyramid improves that, whatever is inside it. And, in fact, I've also seen the Kirlian photography from people who go to the healing chamber in the Bosnian pyramid in Europe, and many are healed and improved from their health conditions. And I've seen the Kirlian photography before and after they enter that healing chamber, and it's almost identical to the Kirlian photography of the Egyptian healing rods, and it ties right into my claim that disease begins in your auric field and then manifests from the emotional and thought level and then manifests in the physical. And another very powerful technique is sun gazing. I'm personally up to 15 minutes now, and usually a lot of the big benefits happen about the 30 to 45 minute mark. And my recommendation there is to look up on YouTube Hira Ratan Manik. That's HIRARATANMANEK. Hira Ratan Manik. And if you follow his procedures, then you can do the sun gazing safely without damage to your eyes. And the third method would be the Qigong healing sounds as taught by Master Ming Tong. That's Mingtong Gu, G-U. And according to him, energy that contracts creates stress. And if nothing is done to relieve the stress, it becomes chronic and creates blockages and stops the flow of energy in the body. And happiness creates an energy flow. And when energy flows freely, we feel good. And the main cause of, according to him, of chronic illness or stress, accumulated stress, especially trauma, is reflected in the body as blockages, and it compromises your mental well-being and creates emotional blockages. And according to Master Ming Tong Gu, we do the sounds that release the blockages and release the unconscious programming, and that is the summary of Qigong sound healing. And I highly, highly recommend that. And so between Qigong and sun gazing and Egyptian healing rods, to me, those are advanced healing techniques. And here's another really simple technique, and that involves what's known as the Great American Rat Experiment. And group one is fed a diet of raw fruits, vegetables, nuts, and whole grains beginning at birth, and the group grows into healthy, affectionate, disease-free adults. Group two is fed the equivalent of the standard American diet, meat and milk and candy and lots of fats and pastas and breads, and this group gives and grows into vicious, nervous, cruel, disease-ridden adults. They suffer from cancers, heart disease, and lots of other illnesses. And a third group is also fed the standard American diet, but this group suffers the same diseases and displays the same temper as the second group. But here's the amazing part. After the equivalent of 40 human years, the third group is switched to a diet of raw fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and nuts, and they turn into healthy, happy, disease-free specimens. And the amazing conclusion here was that all happened within 1 month. So I'd say that's a pretty interesting experiment to take a clue from. Now, I'd now like to touch upon a subject that I guess it falls into the area of avoiding problems, kind of like avoiding taking vaccines or avoiding taking GMO'd foods. And it has to do with what's commonly known as the soul trap. And I guess I'm going to put this into some kind of perspective, because especially if you're a new listener, I think you need a little bit of ET history here, because I know a lot of people don't believe in ETs. And I don't try to convince people of ETs as a rule on ET Yoga, because it's not about whether the ETs exist or not. It's about the information that's been channeled over the last 50 years, which I've been studying. And if it's true, then it's true. And if it's not true, it's not true. So you can use what you can use. But the fact of the matter remains that, okay, the first planet that you incarnate in, and if you don't know about reincarnation, I suggest you do some research on that and find out that that the early even Christians believed in the concept of reincarnation, and it was taken out the Treaty of Nicaea and the Treaty of Trent, and back in the days of the Romans when Constantine in 321 AD basically rewrote the Bible and Christianity. And the bottom line here is that your first incarnation in this universe is your star family planet. That is your star family. And for a lot of people on the Earth right now, that would be from probably in the Pleiades or the Andromeda Galaxy. And Sirius as well. That would be, a large number, and a few from Arcturus is thrown in. Now, not to say those are the exclusive areas, but those would be the main groups. And also, you should also know, I guess you've probably heard of, or seen little pictures of the grays. Now, according to Bashar, and I think he's got the best definition I've heard of this, the grays basically were a version of Earth humans that from a parallel universe who basically went down the technological road the same way we're going now and ended up so much losing their heart centers and just getting into the technologies, because basically, like, technology is devoid of love and creativity. And the grays ended up looking like they are. Can you imagine if they were used to look like Earth humans but ended up looking like them and losing their ability to reproduce? And as far as I know, there's like only, and they're basically interdimensional more than extraterrestrial, and apparently there's only like 2,500 actual grays left, and the majority of the others, they're clones, and they basically are the gophers for the Alpha Draconians. And if you don't know about the Alpha Draconians, way back in Earth history, the big divide in this universe has been between humans and Alpha Draconians, and it continues today on this planet between the Anunnaki and the Draconians are really the ones that are in power. Multiple other groups are here as well with their own agendas, etc. But the bottom line is these grays are the primary ones who are involved in the abduction scenario. Now, the abduction scenario, now this is mind-boggling, but according to Bashar, 47% of the people living on the planet right now have been abducted. Okay, so what happens is they're abducted, then your memory is wiped, and then you're returned to the place of origin, wherever they abducted you. 47% of the population involved with this this program. And the result of this was because the Greys were trying to keep their existence going, and they eventually were successful in creating hybrid races, and apparently they've created 5 hybrid races. One of those races will likely be one of the first to make contact with us, and that's called the Yael. Now, the Bashar civilization, the Esasani, they call the Yael the Shalanaya, Shalanaya meaning those who come first. But the Yael call themselves the Yael. and the triangle or boomerang shaped craft that crossed the whole state of Arizona back in, I don't know the exact year, but about 25 years ago. Was a Yale craft. So the craft was, they're already here, and apparently there are some contacts being made of people that have had their DNA used and are actually fathers and mothers of hybrid children, which I have a lot of sympathy for. But what I don't have a lot of sympathy for are the Grays and the plan down the road to basically make us a hybrid species as well. And as far as I'm concerned, we've got the best DNA in the universe. We actually have a 12-stranded DNA and a 12-chakra system, even though the extraterrestrial group that made the modern version of humanity, and that was discovered by Zechariah Sitchin in the Sumerian tablets, was the Anu or the Anunnaki. They didn't create us, but what they did is manipulated our DNA and have kept us in two-strand DNA pretty much ever since. And I think at the moment there are a lot of people are busting out from that, plus the frequency, Schumann frequency of the Earth is increasing, and we're also heading toward an ascension where the Earth will, in my opinion, there'll be a split, and there'll be one version of Earth in 5D and one in 3D. And this whole process that we're in, it's a great time to be alive, and I guess it's the best of times, the worst of times, kind of like a Charles Dickens novel. But the bottom line is we got the worst of times because of what's going on the planet. And on the other hand, we've got the best of times because there's going to be a new version of humanity in the 5D level. And so the bottom line here is it's all good. But on the other hand, with respect to this soul trap, the Archon energy has compromised the reincarnation grid on this planet. And if you're not aware, this is a prison planet. Like when you come in here, there's a frequency fence around this planet. Like it's hard to get out of here, even after you die. And the soul trap is all about archonic energy, which really can't hurt you, but what it does is it can change form and create images. And so for example, if you are a you're a Christian and you believe in the church, they might take the a physical form of Jesus just after you die, and you'd be all, caught off guard and go along with this and be thrilled to see a Jesus, but in point of fact, it's not really Jesus, it's archons impersonating him, and then they take you to what's called the tunnel of light, which we're all taught to follow. And unfortunately, it's an artificial tunnel. It's not a real tunnel. It's kind of like this particular universe we live in. It's an artificial construct, not the real one. So the bottom line here is that you can check out a number of people who are wise to this. And one of the ways that people become aware of this is when they do regression hypnosis. And, for example, one of the ladies, and her last name actually is Green as well, Isabella Green with an E on it. She has a YouTube out, and she is one of these life regression teachers that were taught by Dolores Cannon. And basically, she knows about this soul trap, and basically, they take you and they have a life review, which is a bogus life review council, and for the most part, you get reincarnated. They bum you out on some guilt trip and get you to agree to take on some negative karma and be reincarnated. When in point of fact, we should be free to go anywhere we want. We can be free to go to our star family planet or back to source energy or wherever. And apparently this electronic grid that's surrounding the Earth and is got some holes in it now, so it's kind of like Swiss cheese. And so if you choose to turn away from that light and intend to go to your source energy or to go to your star family planet, you can go there. And this Isabel Green also suggests that you could also make an agreement with your higher self, and you can create a new contract to return to your original planet or to set another assignment or wherever else you choose. And it's not just her that's talking about this. Alex Collier, Andromedan contactee, he gives the same technique about turning away from the artificial light. If you want to see a real live situation that will really reflect this, go to Star Trek Voyager, and it's called Janeway and the Archons, and you'll see in here where one of these Archons is disguising themselves as her father, as she's almost like in the in-between stage of death, and she figures out that the guy is an imposter. But this is another one of these kind of, they put the truth out there somewhere in a movie or whatever, and you'll find that this is really a good example of how they trick you after the death. And as the Pleiadians would say, another aspect of this is when the church gives you the last rites, when they, even though the priest might not be aware of it, when he passes the cross over you, it shuts down your chakras, and next thing you know, you can wake up in what Barbara Marciniak calls the Anunnaki Recycling Center. Another excellent paper that you can read in this subject is Wes Penry. That's W-E-S-P-E-N-R-E. It's called the Wes Penry Papers. And he goes into a lot of detail concerning this. And another source is Simon Parks from Connecting Consciousness, who also right up front tells people that, no, you don't just, you know, die and then all of a sudden you're going to be reincarnated and everything's hunky-dunky. No. This is still a prison planet. Ironically, the negative or regressive ETs are also trapped in this solar system at the moment. They can't get out. So, in a way, they kind of have their own karma reflecting back at them as well. I think the main thing to know here is that it takes a bit of practice before, let's say, you may not even experience the death experience, especially if you're going through the ascension process. The reason I bring this up is that there may be ET Yoga listeners out there that may not have the kind of longevity that's going to take until that happens. According to Adranus, that their best of his, he channels, or Brad Johnson channels Adranus from Sirius, who states that this may not, the actual ascension process, it's ongoing now, but the 3 days of darkness likely would not occur until 2038. That's the best that the Syrians could make at giving us a probable timeline. So this is a very important subject, and especially I think everyone needs to use their own discernment and check out all the sources here and make their own determination. But clearly, practicing for this eventuality, in case it should occur, to my way of thinking, is a wise one. Personally, on a daily basis, I always intend that should I deal with a physical death experience, that I go to my star family planet or source energy. So that's my intention, and that's a technique that I use on a daily basis. I'd also like to say that I would like to wish my listening audience my sincere best towards your attainment of perfect health and full consciousness and abundance. And in closing, I share with you the Who Am I technique, where you place your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And when you become that spot, you then ask the question, who am I? And you can do that once or 10 times or whatever feels comfortable to you. The whole idea is here is to maybe do your asanas, pranayamas, meditate, whatever else you need to do to get to the highest place you know how to get to, and then become that spot in the center of your forehead and then state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.